The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, I'm joined in studio by Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're going to talk about shingles, but before we do, you've been to Cambridge this
week. I have. I was over in Cambridge, giving a seminar. Quite nice, but to be invited over. I call Mike Murphy, an Irish guy, invited me, by the way. But all the talk in Cambridge in medicine is Ozempic, Mounjaro, the GLP-1 drugs.
For good or for real?
For good. Oh, for good. The effects are amazing. I call Steve O'Rahilly. Did you ever hear of this? He's an Irish scientist in England for years. He's famous for working on obesity. And he said to me, his patients, like night and day when they come in now, and it's not just about obesity, Pat, it's decreasing risk of heart attacks, kidney problems. There's all these beneficial effects. We think it's because you're losing this toxic fat in your body that irritates your inflammatory process. And therefore, there's a higher risk of other diseases as well. You know, so Steve was saying this is the most amazing. And he's been treating patients for 40 years with obesity. And he said he's never seen the like of it. So it's a really positive.
These other benefits, I was listening to the TED Talk program on News Talk earlier this morning on my way in, and they were talking about social media, that it's the biggest experiment that we're working on young people at the moment. And 20 years now, they look back, they'll have all the stats, but it might be too late. The damage might be done.
Steve's worry would be only take it if you have very high BMI with type 2 diabetes. Yeah. So they're the people who should be on it.
So that's the question. Is this because it's becoming a popular kind of slimming drug rather than a weight loss drug?
Yeah, and
could there be problems coming down the line that we can't see?
That's a concern. Follow the medical advice is the message your GP should be giving it to. The GP will keep an eye on you. You know, one worry, Pat, is eating disorders are going up with it because people have a different appetite. You know? So again, it's not all positive, but it is very positive if you're obese or you have diabetes.
Now, let's talk about the medical advice on shingles.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing this week, Pat, because HICWA came out and said that the phrase was, it's not possible to determine if the shingles vaccine is protecting against dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, strictly speaking, that's true. There hasn't been a randomized controlled trial, but the evidence, it's an association really between taking the vaccine and decreasing risk, is really compelling. You know, so I didn't like the headline from them, really. I felt, hang on. Big consensus that it is having beneficial effects for Alzheimer's and dementia.
Now, one of the ways in which you can determine it is when people take the vaccine and you've got a huge number, huge sample. Has that happened anyway?
It has, yeah. The one study that was great, Pat, was in Wales, 280,000 people. Now, the quirk of the Welsh system, Pat, is anybody born after September 3rd, 1933 was given the shingles vaccine, and those born before that weren't. And there are a huge number of people. Now, those people are pretty similar, same exercise overall. They might be slight different. And guess what? The ones with the vaccine, 20% decreased risk of Alzheimer's over a 7-year period. Now, it's a natural experiment, we call this.
Now, they had to take into account that, obviously, the people born before that date in 1933 are older, and therefore, you know, there's a greater incidence of dementia as you get older. So they have to account for that.
Slightly, but even still, it was a very clear mark between the two groups. The one after 1933 saw the benefit, the ones before didn't. You know, statistically, it was really robust. Now, the thing is, Pat, it wasn't a trial is what the criticism would be. Yeah. And I can understand HICWA saying, hang on a minute, there hasn't been a randomised controlled trial. There's a great phrase here, Pat, is the perfect can be the enemy of the good in this situation. Mm-hmm. If we wait for a trial, it could take forever, you know. And yet the evidence is so good. Four separate big studies, actually, all show the beneficial effects of the shingles vaccine.
Now, it's advertised frequently on this channel as well as in other places. It's expensive.
That's the trouble. I just had my first shot this week by myself, £400 for the two shots. And that's not a trivial amount of money, is it really? And hence, there's a massive campaign now to make it free for the over 65s.
It's free in Northern Ireland.
It is. It's free in the UK. It's free in Canada. It's free in Australia. It's free in Luxembourg. There's several places have already said, look, now, this isn't about dementia, by the way, Pat. This is to stop shingles, which is a very debilitating disease anyway, you know. And if you make it free, a UK study showed when they made it free, uptake went from 30% to 70% by making it free, because it's obvious. And that's a wonderful thing to see, you know.
Now, obviously, when people think of dementia and a reduction in the number of people suffering from dementia and looking at the care that is required of people with dementia, you'd say, well, if you could figure out the people who are likely to get it and who can be saved by this.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a saving of money. But people forget about the costs of shingles.
They do indeed. 100,000 people, they reckon, Pat, will get shingles in Ireland at a certain point in a given period. Very nasty in some of them. Months and months of symptoms. Now, there's a couple of costs there. They're often out of the workplace. And the caring costs can be high as well. So, in other words, that vaccine, you'll save money in the long run. One study I saw, Pat, would be if it became free in Ireland, it could save 8 million ultimately for the healthcare system. In other words, you know, you're spending X on it, but you're saving Y, and the net benefit might be as high as. And it's hard to figure these
out. The minister said, I think, in the Dáil that the cost benefit analysis didn't justify it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's complicated enough, I must say, obviously, to tie that number down precisely. They got to get the price down. I mean, GSK, they make the shingles vaccine, do, but negotiating, you see if you can get the price of it lower, and then it'll definitely be cost effective.
Well, if you're selling more, you should be able to reduce the price.
That's the other thing, precisely. Yeah, and again, if the UK decided to do it, Pat, why can't we? Is a big question that we. Why would our older people be less able to access something for free compared to the UK older people?
Now, you cite that population experience in Wales as kind of generally pointing the way that it does have an effect in reducing the likelihood of dementia. But is there a scientific theory as to why it works?
That's why it's so good, Pat. There's a plausible thing behind this as well, which is really important. Okay, any kind of infection will increase your risk of dementia. Interestingly, anyway, right? There's some evidence when the virus re-erupts, because shingles is a re-eruption of the virus, it irritates the brain and therefore might begin to somehow promote the likelihood of dementia, you know? So we've a kind of a plausible mechanism. If you stop the infection happening, you might protect the brain and therefore decrease the risk of dementia is the idea. So that adds to the evidence. And if you're a scientist, Pat, you look for multiple lines of evidence for something, you know? That's another piece of evidence to say, oh, this could be real, this effect on dementia, you know?
Now, there's actually a campaign underway to get it free, isn't that so?
There's 23,000 people that have signed a petition, which is great. Older people. It's a question about older people speaking out, really, you know. And very importantly, this week I got a very nice email. There's a walk happening in Knocknacara, right, on Thursday the 28th at 11 a.m. Everyone's welcome is the message here. Jerry Gavin was on to me. It's the active retirement group there. They're having a walk, a nice walk on the 28th.
Okay.
The campaign to make it free for the over 65s. And that active retirement organisation, they've gathered 23,000 signatures so far to make this free to the over 65s. So there is a campaign happening as we speak. Yeah. You know.
I wonder, what is the best age for administering this? I mean, if you got it at 30... Yeah. Or 40 versus 60 or 70. You know?
I think over 60, I'd recommend, actually. You see, as you get older, Pat, your immune system goes off the boil and the vaccine and the virus. It is chickenpox, remember, hiding in your nerves. It re-erupts in older age because your immune system is downside. And then you get this thing called shingles, you know. So anybody who's older, get a kick from the vaccine. It'll protect you from the thing re-erupting in your body and causing the shingles.
When you meet people who've had it, I mean, they have sorry stories to tell.
Oh, it's very, very painful. There's a complication, extremely painful. And the second thing to say about it is sometimes you get the vaccine and you might get a minor outbreak, but it'll stop you getting severe disease. So vaccines often stop you getting severe illness rather than 100% protection as well. So that's the way to...
I'm a 60-year-old male, says the texter, in remission from ALL. I was diagnosed in 2019. Can I get the shingles vaccine?
Oh, I'd say so. I'd check with the GP just in case, but I'd say so. Yeah, well, I wouldn't think there's any issue there. You know.
Now, your podcast, what is your theme this week?
This week, it's the science of gut health, Pat. All about your microbiome in your gut and what are the bugs doing in your gut, and they bring huge benefits to your health. So this week is the science of gut health.
Science of gut health.
Exactly.
Very good. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.